afternoon. Welcome to the Millennials Radio Show. My name is Yura Jessica Lee, and I'm your host once again. Be sure to tune in to our Be Incandescent issue of May. We are talking about a lot of different things, including hottest cities of the next coming year. And with me, I have a couple guests in the studio. If you want to, well, we have Grace Holes, we have Alonzo Small, and we also have Ashley Stokes. So let's start off with Grace. Can you introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, I'm Grace. I'm 26, and I'm currently a broadcast major at VCU. I've pretty much lived all over the place. I love to travel. After high school, I lived in Naples, Italy, which was one of the greatest cities in the world, where pretty much you can walk around everywhere, and public transportation is amazing, and you can basically land anywhere you want throughout Europe.
Where in Italy is?
So Naples is 2 hours south of Rome. And
Naples
so
is like where they have the really good pizza, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They invented the pizza.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's good stuff.
So you've lived all over.
So I've lived all over. I grew up in Mexico originally in a very big metropolis. It's a town known for its industrial
upcomings?
Sure, I guess you could say that. A lot of foreign companies, like from Korea and Japan, come to manufacture stuff there, so it's really cool. And I've also lived in Utah, which is pretty random. So it's well-rounded, I guess.
So you've lived kind of all over the place. You have a different sense of all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it's been great.
All right, so let's head over to the next lovely lady. Her name is Ashley Stokes. If you want to come a little up, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Ashley Stokes. I am a broadcast major at Virginia Commonwealth University. I'm the hermit of the group. I was born in South Carolina, lived there for the majority of my life. Then I lived in Florida. And now I'm here in Richmond. I've been here the longest. And I think of all the three cities, I love South Carolina and Florida the most. But I am starting to feel Richmond a little bit better now.
You lived in Florida right before this, correct?
Right.
So how old were you when you moved over to Richmond?
I was 13, I believe, 13 turning 14.
Okay, so you spent a majority of your childhood over in southern USA.
Mm-hmm, right. Oh. Down in the dirty.
So you've also, you know, you've moved around a little bit, but you've stayed mainly below the United States equator line.
Right. I was the military brat that didn't actually move that often.
Okay. And next on our studio line, we have Lonzo Small.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lonzo Small. I guess I'm the only one out of the group with military experience. I did 4 years in the United States military, in the Navy. I served on the USS Enterprise, which is like this really big carrier, old boats, decommissioned now. We were able to travel all over the world, so I actually got to see Naples. I actually got to see places like Singapore, Dubai a couple of times, Bahrain, Busan, what else? Tokyo. So, yeah, I got to see a lot of places. I'm originally from New York. I was born in Brooklyn, and then I moved to Panama, which is located in Central America. I am Panamanian. Then I moved back to New York, and then I moved to Virginia. And I've been all over Virginia, all over the 757 area, the Tidewater area, and I just recently, 2 years ago, moved up to Richmond to go to VCU. And, yes, I am a broadcast student, too.
What sets us apart is that we're all also different races.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. So it gives us a good feeling of unity, but at the same time, I know I could ask you anything about being in Panama, you know, something random, and you would probably be able to answer me rather than me going to a sorry, it's like so hard to say everything like Panera, Panama.
I'm from Panera. Say it.
Sam.
No.
I'm a Panama. I'm a Panamanian, and I work at Panera.
It's Panama.
All right. So, as you guys know, this month this month's article or this month's issue is around the same, along the themes of the hottest upcoming cities in the future. And most of these have to do with technology because that's what's growing the fastest and that's what gets people jobs. You know, if we were all engineering students, I'm sure this discussion would be, I don't even know. It could probably lead to India. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's where they're all going.
Outsourcing. It's a big thing.
Yeah. What exactly outsourcing?
Outsourcing is like when you're just paying like people overseas just to do local jobs. Mm-hmm. It was something kind of just goes on globalization mm-hmm. and just the efforts of that. I learned a little bit about it. But yeah, outsourcing and insourcing is really impacting the local and national market.
So do you think there really is? I mean, if there's, you know, jobs where they outsource and insource people, is there really a point to move anywhere else?
I mean, I think there's always a point to move because, I mean, there's always going to be job opportunities out there. It's just a matter of looking. I mean, yeah, we live in a, you know, a digitalized world, but, you know, there is that human aspect that you can bring to a job that a computer, you know, never can. Mm-hmm. So I think it's always good to just kind of search your surroundings and see what's out there because I'm sure there's stuff out there.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, being from only a certain, like, certain part of the United States, like you've lived in South Carolina, Florida, and then now you've been in Richmond for quite some time. You've only pretty much been on the southeastern coast of the United States. Mm-hmm. So where do you want to expand to?
I know it's really random, but I've always wanted to live in Arizona. I don't know what it is about Arizona. I don't know if it's the architect. I don't know what it is about that place, but I've always just wanted to move as far away as possible. I want that experience to just go far away. I'm sick of being in the South, so.
What about, I mean, I know that you also, you say, I don't know what's in Arizona, but I mean, there has to be something there, right?
Well, when I was in the fifth grade, we were reading this book, and it kept on showing, like, a different pictures of the houses out there and, like, the architect, and I just thought it was so gorgeous, and I never seen anything like it. So I was just like, I want to be in that environment, so. I just think the houses are gorgeous compared to.
And Arizona actually has a feeling, a sense of Southern American architecture because a lot of Latin Americans and Mexicans all moved to that area, mm-hmm. Arizona,
right,
New Mexico.
Mexican, very indigenous.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, wait, actually, this jumps to Grace's part. Like, growing up in Mexico, how did the rest of your family, because you still have family in Mexico, correct?
Yeah, everybody's there except my immediate family.
Mm-hmm. So then how does the rest of your family feel about you guys, you know, moving all the way to Virginia?
Well, I honestly can't remember. We were so young when we moved here because of my dad's job. But, I mean, of course, there's family drama and we missed out on a lot. We were the oldest, my mom was the first one to have kids, and so we're the oldest cousins, and so we're the first ones to do everything, and yeah, it kind of sucks to go back and not be the favorite anymore because, you know, somebody else mm-hmm. took your place, but I think they're so used to it by now, and like we were talking about technology earlier, we're so used to Skyping and using Facebook, and you're on WhatsApp, and, you know, I get probably like 200 messages a day just from my family, that it feels like you are connected every day. They know everything that's going on in my life. They know about my future job interviews. They know everything just because, you know, you're able to keep in touch. And so it's not that big of a deal anymore. Of course, when you see them in person, it's that much more special. But
mm-hmm. I had a question because this actually fits you perfectly because you're from Mexico, but you've also lived in Europe. And Southern America is getting very dangerous, so mm-hmm. a lot of people are, I wouldn't say fleeing, like they've been fleeing for years and years
right.
and years, but the thing is, a lot of Europeans, especially in Italy, can't find jobs in their hometown, so they're moving to places like South America to find architecture jobs, urban planning, urban designing, things like that. Would you ever want to be a part of that, you know, boat per se, and go back to Mexico or go back to that part of the world?
No, I think there are plenty of beautiful things about Mexico that I miss and that I definitely enjoy while I'm on vacation. But I feel like I've established my life here, and I've been here for so long in the States that, you know, I'm American. And to go back over there and start over, it's very challenging unless like a great opportunity came by for a job that I couldn't find here that would pay me maybe twice as much. I don't think I could ever go back. I mean, there's plenty of people that go back. For example, I visited this amazing town in Mexico called San Miguel, and it's known for its art, and thousands of people from Canada and the United States go to retire, and you go to a restaurant, and the majority of the people are American. They're very wealthy people that go retire there because it's a really safe town, but it's known for its art. And, you could go into any gallery and find something, and I don't think you could find anything for less than like $5,000. And so that's the kind of people that certain cities in Mexico or South America attract.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're growing. We have another guest that just came in. She's a little late because she has class, but she is one of the ones, she's the guest that actually sets us apart. Can you come a little closer? Can you introduce yourself? Tell us, you know, a little bit about where you've been or, like, you know, what you study. Just introduce yourself.
Hi. I'm Jess Lee. My major is international social justice, and I'm minoring in Spanish and anthropology. I hail from Maryland. What's up? And I spent a semester in Costa Rica, so I have a little bit of international experience to bring to the table for EJ. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I mean, what kind of things, when you say you study international social justice, exactly what is that?
What is it? just basically seeing the injustices of human rights violations from an objective standpoint and really understanding critically why things happen the way they happen. How can we prevent them from happening in the future, prevent history from repeating itself? And I'm planning on focusing on refugee resettlement and immigration happening with children coming in from the drug war. So I plan on getting my hands on that in my career.
Do you think that'll require you moving?
Yes, even if it doesn't, I will, because I want to. I want to gain more international experience and see with my own two eyes what's happening and take that back with me in wherever I go in the U.S.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for introducing yourself real quick. All right, so what I want to lay on you guys really quick is some of the biggest, hottest upcoming cities in the future. And we need to start thinking about these as soon as possible because Jess is graduating this semester. So you're out of here soon. Nice. You need to start thinking about where you want to go, right, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their transitional phase after we graduate, but still that transitional phase only consists of thoughts of where am I going to live, what am I going to do. So I'll tell you, one of the biggest – do you guys want to start with the U.S. first?
Sure.
All right. Come here, Ashley.
Oh.
So you said you wanted to go over, you know, Southwest. You like Tex-Mex?
I want to try it. I love food in general, so.
Okay, so one of the newest upcoming cities actually is – this is Southern also. You want to stay Southern?
I think I do, but I would still like to venture out mm-hmm. in general, even if it's just for traveling.
So a lot of the places are along the coast, always. Austin, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. I keep hearing about that state, man, or that city.
Well, my best friend recently got a job at CNN, so she's working in the ATL, And she complains about the traffic, but other than that, it doesn't really make me afraid to want to go down there. Mm-hmm. I really want to visit her. She tells me a lot about the food and the scene in general, and it just seems like a place I wouldn't mind going to.
Okay, I see Lonzo shaking his head over there about Atlanta, Georgia.
Hater.
I'm not a hater, for the record. I've been there a couple times.
And what'd you think?
I just feel like Atlanta was one of those up-and-coming spots, and I just feel like a lot of people know about it now. I would kind of say try to get on the outskirts of Atlanta, so mm-hmm. to speak, because you might get better opportunities there. But still, nothing against Atlanta. Love it.
So when they say that a city is up and coming, you know, like it's in everybody's mouths, we're all talking about it. So by that time, is it not considered an up and coming city anymore?
Well, I'm curious because a lot of the cities that you were listing, I was thinking, well, I thought it was already an up and coming city, such as like Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So it surprised me that it was still on the rise.
You know, actually, one of the biggest reasons why Denver, Colorado is on the list is just because of the legalization of marijuana.
Which I figured.
Well, yeah. I think up and coming means developing and appealing to the younger crowd, because mm-hmm. what these cities are trying to do is increase their populations, so they have to appeal to the younger people mm-hmm. so that they grow up there and bring in their families as well that they're about to
reproduce.
Yeah.
So reproduction, right?
So
let's talk about
and reproduction. So reproduction. Yeah, but
I want to live in
reproduce.
I want to live in Denver so bad.
Oh really? What makes you want to go to Denver?
Because I love the mountains and the city, and it seems, and the Midwest and West. So it seems like just a beautiful state, Colorado.
What do you guys think about Portland, Oregon?
I think, in my eyes, Portland has new things to bring to the table, like new businesses, new ideas. It's not traditional mm-hmm. from what I hear.
All
like
right.
Richmond, how it's historical.
Well, Richmond is also supposedly an up-and-coming city. I mean, it may not be on the top 10 list on Google, but, you know, like, I feel like the outskirts of the DMV area considers Richmond to be up-and-coming.
But I do feel like people that are not from Richmond, they need to be warned. I feel like it's downtown mm-hmm. Richmond. Once you get outside of that area,
Lothian.
It's not as culturally diverse. I feel like you have your East End where all one group lives. You have your West mm-hmm. End. So I feel like downtown is the only place where it really embraces everyone and you feel that sense of culture.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that true about most cities?
Well, each city has its different section mm-hmm. that appeals to a different culture or a group of people, and that's what makes cities so appealing, is that everyone belongs.
So, Lonzo, you actually just came back from Portland, Oregon.
I did.
Mr. Military Man / Mr. Sports Editor Man, he's single. Wait, he's not. He's not. I'm sorry. Andrea.
Let's go.
So what'd you think about Portland, Oregon?
I enjoyed Portland. I think it is very up and coming. It's got like a nice little cool vibe out there. I don't know. It's just something about Portland. I would go back. And that was actually my first time being on the West Coast, Portland. Yeah, it was definitely somewhere that I could see myself settling down. And, you know, you've got that whole, like, good downtown mix area as well. But, I don't know, I kind of felt like it was culturally divided, like, all around. Like, you know, you had your little uptown side, but you had downtown as well. And, of course, I wasn't able to see everything in 4 days. But, you know, from the gist that I got, you know, mm-hmm. I felt like it was well rounded.
All right, can we throw out some city names in here? I want to hear everybody's dream city.
Jayville, Jacksonville, Duval County.
On the down.
On the down. P.O.P. Mama, I love you.
Barely.
Asheville,
North Carolina.
I love Asheville.
I've never been to Asheville,
it's
North Carolina.
Beautiful. And everyone's a hippie.
There we go.
And all the stores are original. There's no chain stores.
Oh, I love that.
That's great.
Real country.
That's really cool.
Everything original.
It wasn't good for me.
You didn't like it, Lonzo.
No, I liked it.
You need some Bojangles in
your
life.
That was racist. Please edit that. But yes, I finished Jacksonville and Asheville.
What is your dream city,
you know,
then,
Lonzo?
You know,
I thought we always talked about Charlotte.
Charlotte?
I want to go to Charlotte.
It's keep Charlotte.
It oh, well, I said it wrong.
Charlotte.
Okay.
Charlotte's Web.
I really want to go to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Yeah, I want to go there.
What's up with Charlotte? Charlotte.
See, you said it wrong, too.
Yeah. My dad lived in Charlotte. I don't really know much
so
about it.
So many young, like, people my age are moving
yeah.
there. It's, like,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely, like,
here.
The new, yeah.
I've actually heard this before, like, within the past couple of years, that people are moving to Charlotte.
Yeah.
But do you think by the time you get there, it's going to be over?
By the time I graduate.
I know, right? I graduate next semester. I'll be
what
out there soon.
What do you mean?
I don't
not
know.
Cool
I just,
anymore? No,
for
I
some
don't
reason,
think so.
I just feel like when I think about these up-and-coming cities, how long are they up and coming for?
What they're trying to do is have the status of cities that everyone around the world knows of and comes and visits, like
true.
LA and New York City. And it's going to take a lot of building and development and trying to get people to move there and
right.
stay
it's not
there.
Overnight.
What are the top assets that a city must have in order for you, in order for it to be worthy for you to just pack up your stuff and go?
You know what I think is a new craze? Breweries. Breweries, it's just any city that has a brewery or that's like it's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that for our generation, I think that offers a lot.
Beer snobs.
A lot to do. Yeah.
We have so many beer snobs nowadays.
Yeah.
Why aren't they getting fat?
Because they taste with a shot glass.
Oh.
But still. So what is your dream city?
I don't know. I don't think I have one. If I could make my own city, I would have like the life of New York, the California weather, the beaches.
Venice Beach is an up and coming city on this list that I have in front of me, which I will post on the article.
I've never been, but
I know someone that moved out there a couple years ago, and he hasn't come back, so that's a good sign.
I just don't think I could deal with the humidity of a place like Miami, but it's like New York has so much to offer.
So busy, though.
So busy, but still, it's just... It's
only in the tourist section.
Right. It's so alive, and man, when I was there, I just felt like I wanted to rule the world or something. I don't
know. You know what I got the vibe from New York when I went there this past summer was that everybody's watching. You feel like everybody's watching, but really no one is.
Yeah,
everybody's doing their own thing.
But it's like, it's a city that makes you want to, this is what I used to do when I walked down the streets of Naples. You just put your headphones in and you could be listening to this amazing song and it just feels like you're dancing or walking along to the soundtrack of your life.
In your own movie.
Yeah.
You're in your own movie.
I think something that could help these cities become bigger is filming movies in them, and because what you're talking about is the idea that we get when we watch movies from New York City.
Yeah,
is
that's very true.
Feeling like you're the boss,
mm-hmm.
and that's because media made New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So if these new cities know how to do that right, then they'll succeed.
Mm-hmm. Very true. What about what do you guys think about outside of the U.S.? What do you think the...
Whatever is safe. Whatever is safe. Seriously.
I mean, couldn't we say the same thing about the U.S.? What the whole world is the same when it comes to safety.
Mm-hmm.
I really think so.
Right. Any big city is going to have its crime, its
mm-hmm.
whatever. I mean, the bigger the city, the bigger.
And, you know...
All the stuff that they said about Richmond.
You heard about last week on Grove Street, that guy, that high school teacher, right... Thomas Jefferson, isn't that a high school
mm-hmm.
right on Grove Street?
Mm-hmm.
A high school teacher said to his class, I'll be right back, I'll be right back. He got in his car, thought his car was an airplane, went 100 miles down, 100 miles per hour down Grove Street, thinking his car was going to take off like an airplane, tried to take off on another car ended up slamming the woman's car into a tree and she died.
With the historian?
The historian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Prior.
Mm-hmm. Was Prior. He alive?
He was just mentally ill or something. Mm-hmm.
And
depressed.
He was a teacher?
He was a high school teacher.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Yeah. So it just, like, makes you wonder that no matter what city you go to, people are always going to be around you. You don't know who is who.
Right.
That's true, but people view, it's all about, I mean, I don't know where I'm going, but politics and how the U.S.'s system is so controlled has a lot to do with safety. Mm-hmm. And when you see other countries and their capitals, you don't think, I want to go there if it's, if it's politically destroyed, or I don't know, you know.
I know what you mean. I've been I'm taking a U.S. national class, and I've never been more afraid than since I've been taking that class. You just never realize, you know, how much more different you are and how much more radical other countries feel about you know. So I just
It's really it's interesting going to a different country and seeing how they see your country.
I mean, we could say the same thing about, you know, how we view ISIS in those countries and, you know, even South America. They're probably, I mean, they're not sitting in a studio right now talking about the same thing. You never know. They could be. But at the same time, we only see what media wants us to see. Wow.
That's also another thing is if the city's a threat to terrorism, then you might not want to go there either. Internationally speaking.
Me being the hermit, I'm scared to go to England. You know, you hear stories about that. In Australia, the incident that happened maybe a few months ago.
The cafe hostages?
Yeah, so it's not to say that it won't happen in America, but sometimes it's those things kind of turn you off.
So. That's interesting. I mean, honestly, I also just feel, I mean, yeah, of course, big things like don't go to Iran right now, you know, but there are people like us living there. At the moment, you know? We can't run away from whatever's going to happen in the future.
But you know the biggest thing that keeps on tailing in? Last year, last semester, there was a lot of stories about journalists being held hostage, being, you know, we're journalists. That's some of the things that we aspire to do. So sometimes you do have that in the back of your head. There are people who are willing to die for for their job, you know?
I guess the purpose of visiting the city is very important in that sense.
Like, I thought I wanted to go to Philadelphia, which is also one of the hottest upcoming cities. And I went there and was like, meh, I'd rather stay in Richmond.
But the music, I think for those who love music, I mean, Patti LaBelle, I don't know if any of y'all know who that is. Someone out there knows who. Yes, she's from Philadelphia.
Really?
Boys to Men, if I'm not mistaken. Will Smith. So I think that they put Philadelphia on the map. But, yeah.
Also, it's hard to get a taste of a city in just one weekend. I probably wouldn't have liked Malaysia if I stayed there for one weekend.
And it's different being a tourist and then seeing it like a local.
Exactly.
Does, right. So.
That's very true.
I think I want to move to, I wouldn't mind living in Malaysia or Singapore. Somewhere where they need help. You know, where they need like actual developing people like us. Like, you know what? I think in America, we have all those people already set up. They already have their jobs. Everyone is helping build right now. But I feel like it's outside of the U.S. who need people like us.
Well, they have people like us. They just don't have resources like we do.
True.
They're studying the same exact things we're studying. They don't have resources.
That's very true.
I think if you're talking about overseas as well, I think Dubai is a really good
place. Oh, well, Dubai
is expensive, though, right?
But, I mean, even years ago when I was in, I was just seeing how they were just building everything and
just starting out.
Yeah, like you just knew it was going to be like somewhere huge. That was going to be like, you know, a good destination. But yeah, I guess it is kind of expensive there now.
All right, so that wraps it up. Thank you guys for coming to the show.
Thanks,
Adrian. Yes.
Thanks, Susan.
Lonzo,
that's her American name.
Yeah. Lonzo likes to call me Susan because I call him Lonzo without the A. But
we'll tell you his real name next.
Fasegra.
Oh, she just gonna name drop.
Government name.
Be sure to check out the article on this month's issue at beincandescent.com. Feel free to email me, yuralee@gmail.com, if you have any questions or concerns. And be sure to tune in next month. Thank you so much.